the quills, and the full line quills can make me cry. When I'm with you, I feel like I could die, and that would be alright. Alright. I want something else to get me through this life, baby. I want something else. Not listening when you say.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The first numbers on the holiday shopping season show strong spending. MasterCard Spending Pulse says retail sales were up by nearly 4% from a year ago, from November 1st through Christmas Eve.
As far as where shoppers spent their money, one of the categories where spending was up the most is apparel online. People buying clothes as gifts, or if you're like me, maybe for themselves. Jewelry and electronics also popular, while shopping at department stores did grow at a much slower pace.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze said online spending was up by about 7%. It's expected to be another busy day in the holiday travel period. Hopper says 3.5 million people are expected to fly today. Four people were hurt in an altercation that led to gunfire at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport Wednesday night. Police say the fight was between members of one family and the shooting occurred before anyone went through security. Memorials today marking 20 years since the Indian Ocean tsunami that killed over 230,000 people. This is ABC News.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Sean Maloney. In an interview with Wisconsin Eye, Assembly Speaker Robert Voss previews plans for the upcoming legislative session.
One of the ideas is really going to be looking at how we can reform government. As we have looked at what's happened over the course of the past 20 years, we have done some reforms under Governor Walker, but as soon as Governor Evers hit office, we have really been stymied in doing any meaningful change in the way the state government operates.
Voss says he'll form a Government Operation and Transparency, or GOAT, committee to examine state operations. Insights into the dark motivation of the Madison school shooter. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that social media accounts believed to belong to Abundant Life Christian school shooter Natalie Rupnow indicate the 15-year-old spent time in online forums where violent videos and white supremacist beliefs are common. Investigators are still sorting through evidence to try and determine Rupnow's motivations. And former Wisconsin Governor and U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson says he supports President-elect Donald Trump's controversial pick of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead HHS. Kennedy still needs to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, and a little foggy again here today. And there could be some frost, too, especially this morning when temperatures are hovering around that freezing mark. Our high today, 38. Tonight, cloudy, showers, 36. Tomorrow, it'll be cloudy with some light rain and a high of 42. Here's a New Year's resolution for you. Have the best barbecue in town, and you can do it with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Check it out at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hit 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:05 on Thursday morning. Time for a little free fall with Tom Petty on Max FM.
She's a good girl. Loves her mom. Loves Jesus. In America too. She's a good girl. Crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day, living in Reseda, the I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
And more.
Max FM.
Shout to the heart, and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
Thank you.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 8:12 on Thursday morning. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. We are going to talk about our weather forecast because we do have a couple of things going on this morning. We have a winter weather advisory for Sauk, Columbia, and Marquette counties. That goes until 9 a.m. due to freezing drizzle producing a glaze on untreated surfaces. We also have a dense fog advisory going until 9 a.m. for Sauk, Columbia, and Marquette counties as well. Visibilities of a quarter mile or less. This dense fog advisory does mean that travel conditions are a little bit hazardous between that and the freezing drizzle. Low visibility, slippery conditions, and the dense fog advisory continues for southern Wisconsin, for us and south, and winter weather advisory for us and north. Now, as I am looking at everything here this morning, I do want to mention, getting in our screen up real quick. Bear with me. I'm just waiting. There we go. So that freezing line is really going right over Sauk County. The northern part of Sauk County is starting to see a little bit of freezing fog and drizzle. Then there's a freezing line that's going to be south of Sauk County that's extending into Dane County. Now, as I'm looking at this morning, I'm expecting that the dense fog advisory will likely be extended for the listening area. So I want everyone to be aware of that. If you do need to travel, maybe wait a little bit. If you're going to be out and about, be careful as you step out, Emily, because it could be a little bit slippery out there this morning.
Yes, definitely. Thank you for that report, Dave. I appreciate that. You know, again, we always, meaning myself and everyone in the community, appreciate your updates and the updates that come through, you know, everybody that does their work on the weather and reporting it here on 99.7 Max. 99.7 Max FM. Eek, words are hard. It's because of the weather, I swear.
It is.
No, but we do appreciate that. And literally, you're saying, you know, driving conditions and walking conditions. So just be careful as you do all your things today. If you have an opportunity, do stay home or stay indoors if you can, at least this morning, because it does sound like it might be a little bit slippery. And, you know, really all it takes is one false step, right? And you go down it pretty does. Easily. So be careful out there.
Yeah, we want everyone to just be careful out there just because, you know, you take that first step, you don't really think about it, and then there may be some ice on an untreated surface. I know when I was going out early this morning, I was careful because we have a doormat outside that tends to get slippery, so I kind of kicked that out of the way because we don't need anyone falling on their behinds. Granted, I have plenty of padding, but it still hurts.
You know what? The one thing that does get slippery that I think that a lot of us don't think about is wood surfaces. So
right.
At my house, we have wooden steps and you don't really yep. think about that because it's not something that looks slick. But when the wood gets, you know, worn in the elements and then ends up getting kind of soggy in general and then gets wet on top of the worn wood, it gets real slick. So be very careful of that. And everyone just, you know, take a minute, slow down, watch your step. Please be careful while you drive, obviously. We can't remind you of that enough. Don't text and drive. But this is a terrible segue, but I'm just going to go ahead and try it. When you're on your way somewhere on the 29th, don't forget to come see us for the Packer game. We're going to be at Mike's Italian restaurant in Bearwood having a great time. I cannot wait. I love Italian food. I have to say it is literally, I think, some of my go-to favorites. So I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, I'm excited. This is our green and gold watch party, and we're excited about that game. They're taking on that purple team to our other side of the state there.
Enough said.
Yep. So we are looking forward to that watch party. This is going to be a blast. There's going to be food and drink specials at Mike's Italian Restaurant. That watch party starts at 2:30 on Sunday, December 29th. I'll be there. You'll be there. Wendy will be there. Basically, the whole morning show team is going to be there for this event, and we're looking forward to this, and I know everyone's kind of waiting to see how I react during that game because I'm very much one of the fans of the green and the gold, and I do have a tendency to get excited during these types of games, and
no.
It's important.
Dave, you don't
for,
get excited.
I know.
You're
well,
so mellow.
Until I get to watching football. And, you know, we have clinched a playoff spot, which is cool with the win over the Saints the other day. But we need, a win will definitely help us where we get seated in the playoffs. And so it's an important game, to be brutally honest. And so looking forward to that. It's going to be fun. Some
yes.
great food. We appreciate Mike for hosting us again.
Yes.
Sunday, December 29th. 2:30 p.m. at Mike's Italian Restaurant. Now, we're going to have a raffle drawing for some fabulous prizes. prizes. I have two of them in my possession, a green and gold fleece blanket. Perfect for this time of year, snuggling up, watching that game.
You can't. Do not open that up and give it to Stout to snuggle with. Do not do that yet. This is for a prize. Don't do it.
I won't.
I can see this happening. So everyone, just word to the wise.
Yeah, no, I don't want to get any dog hair on him. So yeah, I'll leave it in the packaging. Granted, you may hear the snoring behind me because, there's a certain dog in the studio with me this morning sleeping in the chair. He is snoring. So I'm not going to let him have that green and gold blanket, no matter how much he looks at me. And then we're going to have a jersey, and I'm not going to say name, but we have a jersey that you are going to love if you win that jersey. So it's an authentic green and gold jersey, officially licensed, and you're going to love it if you win it. You have to be present to win. Again, that watch party this Sunday, December 29th, Emily. And, you know, like you said, I love Italian food. And if you've not tried the cheesy bread over at Mike's Italian Restaurant, you are missing the best cheesy bread ever. I'm not even kidding.
We are cheesy bread fans in our family for sure. We'll go out of our way to find some good cheesy bread. So, and you know what? When you want a good cheesy bread and it's, you know, it's all the things that you want out of a cheesy bread, which is cheese, most of the time garlic, obviously the bread. But then here's the deal. It's the constitution of the cheesy bread. It needs to be that perfect meltiness and crispiness. And that's hard to do. It's not, I've tried to make cheesy garlic bread and it just, you just got to get it from the people who know how to do it. And they know how to do it at Mike's. I'm super excited for this event. I really hope everyone out there can give us a chance to entertain you with Dave's antics. Cause my job there is just to police the situation. Just make sure that Dave stays under control. I'm serious. Like Wendy called me on the side and was like, yo, can you come and give us a hand? Cause things are going to go crazy. Just kidding. Not really. But it's going to be fun. Please come and join us at the watch party. Like then you kind of get to have like all the fun stuff that's happening on the television screen, but also enjoy the folks around you. So we invite you all to come join us. And there's an opportunity to win. You get a raffle ticket, I think, when you walk in the door. And
yes,
snuggly blanket, authentic green and gold jersey. We're super excited about this event. So I urge you all to come and join us December 29th. Mike's Italian Restaurant. Come and watch the green and gold play to win. I just want to give a little quip. This is just kind of a funny thing about like something that happens in my life. So I'll just get this in under 20 seconds, I promise. So my husband started a father-son fantasy football league, I think. I'm probably going to misspeak about how this works, but whatever. There's a bunch of fathers and sons. I think you can just go online and start, you know, your own fantasy football situation with your own group that you choose and everybody signs up online, et cetera, or you can get, do a draft in person, all that fun stuff. Anyhow, it's been going for a few years and they were on a team together. And then I think there was an opportunity to, somebody dropped out or something. So there was an opportunity to snatch up a team of your own. So my son went out on his own, went rogue and started his own team. And he is killing it. Just wanting to say he's about to win the whole thing, I believe. And my husband's not. He's like not in the running at all. My son it took over. He's got his own team. He's his own persona. His name is Franklin. And he's a big winner. So it's kind of a joke in our family because around the times that football plays, which of course is like 3 to 4 times a week now, Thursdays, Sundays, and Mondays, and sometimes they throw in another game, I think, but they're talking about it, and it's like, hey, Franklin, how you doing? And he just smiles because he knows he's winning.
That is
a fun family lore in our family. So if anyone out there is in a fantasy football situation, I wish you luck because it can be exciting.
It most definitely can. That is pretty cool. So, no, we're looking forward to that game. So, again, join us this coming Sunday, December 29th, Mike's Italian Restaurant Green and Gold Watch Party, food specials, drink specials. Got to get the cheesy bread. And Wendy can be a testament to the stromboli. She had that one time and she didn't know exactly how large that was going to be. And it is a fantastic deal. That stuff is amazing. You have to ask Wendy about that story when you see her at the watch party. So stop on over and join us. We're looking forward to this. This is our first green and gold watch party. It's something we want to try out. We want to have some fun with it. And so join us on Sunday at 2:30, Emily.
Sounds like a great plan. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. It's so nice to get cozy in front of a TV, surrounded by your friends, and eat that kind of food that makes you feel that comfort food, right? And that's what Italian food does for me. So I'm super appreciative of Mike's Italian to host us. So come and join us. It's going to be great.
Yes, indeed. So, Emily, you'll be back with me at 8:40. We're going to go through calendar days.
Sounds like a plan, Dave.
The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mouthwatering steaks, fresh seafood, Angus burgers, and crisp salads. Hi, this is Chef Jason from Jace Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. We're open for lunch and dinner every day and offer half-price appetizers during happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 at the bar. Jace also has an incredible kids menu and offers the perfect setting for your next gathering. Birthday parties, baby and bridal showers, and holiday parties, we can make your next event memorable. See our features and watch for upcoming events on Facebook. Jace Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. Something for everyone.
Happy holidays from Hales Legal Services, LLC of Baraboo. They are wishing you a wonderful holiday season filled with memorable family time, delicious food, and celebrations, along with a safe and prosperous new year. Happy holidays from Hales Legal Services, LLC.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice. Because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide 1 billion meals by 2030, because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger together.
Maximum hits.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you, 8:29 on Thursday morning. You know, it's the day after Christmas, and we got some great music. We're rolling through a Tom Cochran, Life is a Highway on Max FM.
There's one day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free and lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today. Life is a
and more 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you. It is 8:33 on Thursday morning. I keep trying to remember what day of the week it is. It's definitely a little bit different with having a holiday thrown literally smack dab in the middle of the week. So yes, it is Thursday. As a reminder, if your garbage collection in the city of Baraboo was Wednesday, those garbage carts needed to be out by 7 a.m. this morning. That's getting picked up today. If today is your normal garbage pickup, that is going to be picked up on Friday. Again, garbage carts out by 7 a.m. If Friday's your normal pickup day, it will be picked up on Saturday. Cards out by 7 a.m. is garbage card only week in Baraboo. Next week, the same applies for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and it's recycling next week. So we have a holiday. New Year's Day falls in the middle of the week next week. So don't forget to keep track of that. And again, delayed by one day this week and next week due to the holidays. Don't forget, you can shop local and say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You can click on instant deals. These are deals that are instantly redeemable on your mobile device. You don't have to wait for us to send them to you. So if you're still celebrating Christmas and you need to get that perfect gift, or if maybe you didn't get that gift, click on instant deals. Go over to look at deals that you can get on your mobile device. You don't have to wait for us. This includes a $25 certificate to Baraboo Music for just $15. A perfect way to spend the weekend. A $24 family four-pack admission to the Baraboo Children's Museum, just $15 with a little rain in the forecast. Have something to do for those kiddos indoors. A $25 certificate to the Amberlux Consignment Boutique, just $17. Here's another great one for some great indoor activity. A $30 certificate for one admission to the Elusive Escape Rooms. You can get that for just $21. Here's a big deal over in our instant deals. A $500 certificate towards a mini photo shoot at Purple Lotus Studio, just $350. Another great indoor activity in Sauk City. A $50 certificate to the Disorderly Conduct Rage Room, just $35. And a $25 certificate for a one-hour shooting range certificate at DesTech Arms, just $17. Click on instant deals over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
four free phones.
Four free phones.
Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, The Dells, and Reedsburg.
Happy hour at Lake City Social in Wisconsin Dells means half-price beer, wine, and cocktails. Order your favorite beverage at this delicious discount at the bar or lounge only, Monday through Friday, 2 to 6 p.m., and all day Sunday. Lake City Social is the place for tasty appetizers like stuffed mushrooms, cheese curds, and their signature duck bacon rangoons. Save $3 on every appetizer during happy hour at the bar or lounge. Lake City Social. Be social. Eat local. LakeCitySocialWI.com.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
In the NFL on Christmas Day, the Kansas City Chiefs clinched the top overall seed in the AFC with a 29-10 victory over the Steelers in Pittsburgh. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Patrick Mahomes threw for 320 yards and three touchdowns to lead the way. Baltimore destroyed the Houston Texans 31-2 in Houston. Derrick Henry rushing for 147 yards and a touchdown, his 16th of the season. Packers returning to the practice field yesterday afternoon as they prepare for Sunday's NFC North showdown with the Minnesota Vikings. The 11-4 Packers can still better their wild card seed. They currently stand at number 6. ESPN reporting former Seattle coach Pete Carroll is interested in coaching the Chicago Bears. Carroll led the Seahawks to a victory in Super Bowl 48 and posted 170 wins with that team. Speaking of the Bears, they're back in action tonight playing host to the Seattle Seahawks at Soldiers Field. The Bucks are back in action tonight. They'll host Brooklyn. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, and a little foggy again here today. And there could be some frost, too, especially this morning when temperatures are hovering around that freezing mark. Our high today, 38. Tonight, cloudy, showers, 36. Tomorrow, it'll be cloudy with some light rain and a high of 42. Here's a New Year's resolution for you. Have the best barbecue in town, and you can do it with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Check it out at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:30 on Thursday morning. Dave and Emily hanging out with you. You know, it's almost a weekend as well. It's kind of nice having that day off in the middle of the week, right? And some people took the rest of the week off, maybe still celebrating as well. Here is Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily right here on Max FM. We're going to talk about our weather real quick. As a reminder, we do have a winter weather advisory and a dense fog advisory for Sauk, Columbia, and Marquette counties. That goes until 9 a.m. due to foggy conditions and freezing drizzle in the area. There is a possibility this dense fog advisory could be extended. It has not been yet, but we are actively monitoring that. Also, the other thing is tonight we do have a chance of rain and fog with a low of 35. On Friday, rain is likely, patchy fog in the morning with a high of 41. Rain will continue Friday night into early Saturday morning, turning mostly cloudy with a high of 44 on Saturday. So we may see a little bit of snow melt. Currently, it is 27 degrees outside the Max FM studios, Emily.
Yes, I know, Dave. The weather is wild. The weather is wild. It is winter in Wisconsin. Look at all that alliteration. How many W words did I just come up with? A couple of them.
Quite a few. That was wonderful.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I just learned some really cool facts about Baraboo I wanted to share. People probably know this, but I don't care. Obviously, we know that quartzite shows up in Devil's Lake. We can see that when we hike. But I didn't know that Baraboo was surrounded by a mile thick of quartzite. Isn't that
crazy?
That's
a lot of quartzite.
I love that. It goes deep into the earth. Anyway, it kind of feels quartzite's beautiful. So if you happen to be, you know, in the county seat of Baraboo itself, like, just know that you're kind of surrounded and protected by quartzite. It's such a beautiful thing. It kind of makes me feel like you just kind of have a nice little, you know, protective thing around you. So anyways, that's just a fun, I was just reading about history and, you know, I'm a nerd like that. So anyway, I just want to share that with y'all. There's some other cool things going on though today, December 26th, right, Dave?
Yes, there are. And that's kind of neat because one of my favorite is National Candy Cane Day today. So, you know, you see them everywhere, even on trees, and now's the day to start eating them. You know, I've got one right here in front of me in the studio. I may crack it open and eat it when we're done.
Go for it. All you need is a little bit of sugar. It's perfect with the caffeine. Really, it
gets your day. Yes, exactly. Yes. More caffeine, more sugar. Yeah.
Besides the fact that candy canes are delicious and also obviously holiday appropriate, but they, you know, the peppermint is really, really where it comes from. It's good for your belly. It's really good for digestion. So use that as an excuse if you want to, you know,
yes,
get the sugar
going
on. Peppermint is good and it's good for your breath if you're having a lot of coffee, because coffee breath is not good. So get yourself some candy canes. It's National Candy Cane Day. It's also National Homeowners Day. That means a lot to me. I'm obviously a real estate agent. We have a real estate company, Weicker Great Day in Baraboo area, and I can't tell you, it's just such a wonderful job to be able to provide an opportunity for folks to be a homeowner. So happy National Homeowners Day out there. It's a good one. On the outset, there's a lot of things that happen as a homeowner which might make you feel frustrated, and today's the day you get to whine about it. It's National Whiners Day. Really late.
Oh, it's no whining.
I didn't get everything I wanted for Christmas, blah, blah. There's so many things. And you know what? I think a good healthy wine is fine. Not wine and cheese. Although that's a fun thing to say to people. People are whining, saying, did you want some cheese with that wine? So just put that one in your back pocket. National Whiners Day. I love that. The picture, again, when we get this information about the days, the national days that they are to celebrate, we don't come up with these. Like, we get a little insight as we get to on the radio about stuff like this that's out there for all of us to learn. But the picture is fantastic. I mean, it's got
the guy
with
needs
the mustache
to shave.
He's got a lot going on hair wise. I don't know, but it suits him with the whiny face because he's looking like he is feeling it in not in a good way.
We're not talking about the facial hair that needs shaving either. So we'll move along.
He's feeling the 70s and 80s with the chest hair. We're just going to leave it at that. But on the other day, stop whining and go do some goodwill out in the world, because the day after Christmas is celebrated as a day of goodwill in South Africa, which I really appreciate. It's really nice to receive gifts. It's, to me, better to give things. It feels so good to share goodwill with people. So put that hat on and get out there and do something great for people, because you might as well celebrate that every day you can. You know, the day after Christmas seems like a great day to have that goodwill feeling for sure.
It does. And I always enjoy watching the people open the stuff. That's my favorite part. And this goes along with it too. It's National Thank You Note Day. So you definitely want to tell people thank you. And today is the day to make those notes and just say thank you. So it is also Kwanzaa today. And so that everyone is celebrating that. And then there's also a Canadian holiday as well.
Yes. Are we talking about the big one?
We are talking about the big one.
We are talking about the big one. It is Boxing Day today. It's so cool. Like, Boxing Day, I always thought, you know, and they obviously celebrate this in the UK as well. I always thought Boxing Day had something to do with, like, boxers. So growing up, I was like, I don't know. I don't understand. Like, are we supposed to be watching a boxing match? Like, I had no idea. Nobody really knows exactly, but I think people's big guess is that essentially it's a day to deal with all the boxes that you had from your gifts, or to continue unwrapping things or putting things away. I don't know. Like,
I have
the
answer.
I want it to be. Oh, geez. Gush. Just made up another word there. Thank goodness.
Yes. So Boxing Day is held.
Gosh,
there you go. So Boxing Day is held every December 26th in many countries associated, as you mentioned, with the British Empire. It started as a day to give gifts to the household staff of Britain's upper classes, but it has morphed into sort of a shopping holiday on its own. It's one of the most popular days to return Christmas gifts to the stores.
Okay. Well, I like that we turned that thing that's kind of a little bit old-fashioned and a little bit classist into something that's about going and returning items that you didn't want. I appreciate it. But what it does do that I do appreciate, and we don't get to have this, obviously, in this country, is that oftentimes, like in Canada and in the UK, it's a holiday. It's a straight-up federal holiday. People do not work today. So that's what I appreciate about Boxing Day. Clearly that's not happening, but hey, this isn't work, Dave, right? We do this for fun. This is great.
We do. We love our jobs. And that's the part,
we do.
You know, we're excited to be here every day. That is something that I can honestly and truly say, I do love my job. And that's something that a lot of people can't say, but you and I can say that we do really love being here. We love interacting with our listeners and being out and about. And so no, we're very fortunate, and that's something I think about every single day. And the fact that I get to work with you and also with Wendy, I think that just makes his job even that much better. So, no, we appreciate everyone, and we're thankful for that.
We are. So happy Boxing Day, whether you have to work or not. Either
exactly.
way. We are lucky to be at work when we do have to be here. It doesn't feel like I have to. It's absolutely a want to, and super lucky to be able to work with Dave and Wendy and everyone else at Civic Media, and most lucky to be able to talk to all of you on the radio. So thank you to our listeners always for being here and supporting us and giving us a reason to do this awesome job. It's all about you. So have a super great, what is it? Thursday, right? Yeah.
Thursday,
yes.
What
day of the week it is. Thursday, December 26th, whatever you are doing out there, enjoy. Be careful with the winter weather, and come and see us on the 29th at Mike's Italian for the Green and Gold Watch Party. We'd love to have you.
Most definitely. Emily, thank you so much for being here. You'll be back with me tomorrow morning at 7:10.
I look forward to it. Everybody have a great rest of your day.
Have a great day, Emily. We look forward to it as well. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25, your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open, too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Kick off your year with the Mirror Lake State Park First Day Hike. 2025 marks the 125th anniversary of the Wisconsin State Park System, and you can join them to kick off this year-long celebration at Mirror Lake State Park. A brief program to honor the 125th anniversary will start the event at 11 a.m., followed by a guided 1.5-mile first day hike. Refreshments will be available, and there will be a fire going to keep you warm. Again, this event gets started at 11 a.m. at Mirror Lake State Park at the Boat Launch parking lot. This is a free event, but a state park sticker is required. And with the holidays, many local businesses will have special events and operating hours. Be sure to check their social media pages and websites for details. And as always, swing by the local Chamber of Commerce sites as well.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Celebrate New Year's Eve in the heart of downtown at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Usher in 2025 by chilling to live jazz, feasting on a surf and turf dinner, laughing your way through live comedy, and party hopping between disco with VO5, classic country with Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and a DJ dance party. When the night is over, your guest room is a safe, warm elevator ride away, and you can start your year off right with our outstanding New Year's ballroom brunch. Find your perfect package at concoursehotel.com.
Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion. I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear the voices when I'm dreaming. I can hear them say, carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
You've been hiding.
You don't.